Well, here's sunshine fall on me. Won't you tell me when the hour is late? Tell them old crows won't fly away. Tell the darkness that you ain't no slave. Well, here's sunshine.
Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. That's the song Sunshine from Ryan Bingham off his first album, Mescalito, released in 2007. He received critical acclaim for Mescalito and for 2009's release, Roadhouse Sun. He then went on to collaborate with producer T-Bone Burnett on the soundtrack for the 2009 film Crazy Heart. He co-wrote and performed the film's theme song, The Weary Kind, which ended up earning him an Academy Award, a Golden Globe, a Critics' Choice Award, and a Grammy. Suddenly, this former rodeo cowboy and relatively unknown musician was in the spotlight. Bingham has continued to produce three more albums since then. His latest, Fear and Saturday Night, was released in 2015 on Axter Bingham Records, the record label he started with his wife, Anna Axter. I had a chance to speak with this songwriter and master guitarist before he performed a sold-out show at Belly Up in Aspen. Famous for writing songs that are sad and introspective, I asked Ryan what some of his favorite sad songs were.
What were the first, like, sad songs that you sort of tapped into and thought were amazing?
Oh, gosh, it's a tough question. There's so many. But, you know, a lot of it was, I guess, the blues. You know, I think some of that, the blues like Lead Belly and Mississippi John Hurt and Blind Lemon Jefferson, some of the stuff that those songs where they were singing, you could hear it in the recordings of just their struggles in life and what they were probably going through. I mean, you could just, it was almost like you could see the look on their faces, you know, with just listening to the music. And that always struck me as very powerful. And songs of like Townes Van Zandt and some folks like that, you know, that were just singing songs, you know, in that vein. But that's kind of another thing that I just never really knew there was any other way, you know, of writing songs is just kind of a reflection of things maybe you've been through or experienced in your life, and kind of the venting of those emotions and things like that, you know, and just kind of describing your struggles and where you live and what you're going through, whether they're happy or sad. So I've always felt that that was a very important part of writing songs.
You spent time in the rodeo and you grew up around cowboys and you were a cowboy for a while. What do you love about that lifestyle and that culture and those people, really, because they're probably some of your earliest fans and still your most dedicated fans?
Yeah, it's been a big part of my life. I grew up in a ranching family. My great-grandfather homesteaded out in New Mexico, and my grandfather and dad and uncles all ran a sheep and cattle ranch out there, and I grew up going to junior rodeos and things like that, and have kind of been in and around it my whole life. One thing I really enjoy about is the livestock, too, just the opportunity of being around livestock and horses and cattle and the atmosphere of the rodeos. From a little kid, just the smell of the dirt, you know, driving up, and the smell of the air and the hay fields right after they've been cut and things like that. Just all those senses and smells, I think, that are just rooted from when I was a kid that, you know, I just kind of grew up around. Camaraderie of friends on the road was a big part of it, you know, traveling around, going to rodeos on the weekends and things like that. So it was just a big part of my life for a long time, and I think it taught me a lot of lessons of stuff that I still use today, even though I don't rodeo much anymore. Just kind of that same attitude and mentality that I had, you know, going into riding bulls and the rodeos, and you know, kind of the way you treat people and carry yourself. I really try to kind of rely on a lot. I think a lot of those lessons that I learned then today, I think a lot of it still applies to, you know, everything I do in life.
Mm-hmm. Like what kind of lessons?
I don't know. It's kind of maybe like a focus mentality. I think getting up performing is a big thing. I think I approach that like I did when I used to ride bulls, of just kind of getting in that headspace. I think riding bulls was such a mental game, you know, being mentally prepared. You know, there was no way that you could be stronger than an animal like that. It wasn't about being strong or out, you know, powering something like that. It was all in your mind, all in your head, of you having the confidence and to succeed and to ride and not, you know, kind of block that fear, kind of use all that nervous energy and channel that into something good and positive, and kind of using that same thing before I go on stage, you know, wherever, if I feel nervous or anything, of just kind of being able to channel that energy into a positive thing and to be able to perform for people in crowds. So that was a big thing I think I learned.
Mm-hmm. And just sort of the work ethic, because it's not, I mean, I think both.
I think the work ethic and also the part of the road, you know, a lot of similarities of just, you spend a lot more time on the road than you actually do, you know, performing, you know, it's the same thing in the rodeo, you know, a average bull ride, you know, mm-hmm. probably 6 seconds, you're holding on for eight, but, you know, mm-hmm. it's a long time to drive 5,000 miles to go get on a bull for 8 seconds, or same with same with traveling all over the world to play music for an hour every night. You know, a lot of time is, you got to learn how to get along with people on the road and how to survive on the road, and you know, the dumpy hotels and the rough food and just wherever they're sleeping in the car, the van, the truck, or whatever it is. It's not for the weary kind.
Mm-hmm, right. So you have traveled all over the world at this point. what have you sort of gotten from people? Because you, since you're meeting people and seeing people from all over the world, what sort of surprised you about that?
You know, that's another part of it. It's just kind of very humbling, I think. And it's really opened my eyes and, you know, just seeing how people live in different parts of the world. And you're just, you're exposed to so much so fast every day. Like, you know, I don't know, countless times I've turned on the TV and saw whatever happened, was happening in the news, was happening in the town that we were either just in or the one that we were on our way to, you know, and kind of seeing some of that stuff, you know, in real time and meeting people going through stuff in real situations in real time. And, you know, you see the best and you see the worst of humanity sometimes out there on the road all over the world. You know, you see very kind acts that, you know, people trust to others, and you see really horrible things that people do to each other. So all of that stuff, I feel like I take away, or I take home with me, you know, at the end of the day of traveling and being on the road. And a lot of that I take into consideration when I'm writing songs as well, of just kind of how people are all over the world. And I try not to be too nearsighted or regional, you know, of just kind of thinking about, you know, how one group of individuals or one type of person thinks in a certain area where they live, because you always have to realize that there's other people next door. Even though it's 1,000 miles away, it's a lot closer than you think, you know. When you're out there traveling around, the world becomes a lot smaller of a place. So that's been a big part of it.
Are there strange connections that you've found, like where, like, somebody knows somebody, like these weird sort of serendipitous things where you, like, just timing-wise, I don't know, people show up at certain times and make things happen?
Very much so. You know, I feel like a lot of my success has come from just being in the right place at the right time and just being willing to get out there on the road and put yourself in those places. So, you know, if you're lucky enough that it is that right time, you're just happen to be in the right spot, you know. But you just meet people from all over the place, and somehow they know somebody else. And I remember, you know, making my way out to California the first few times, a lot of that was just friends that would have friends in other cities that would be like, you know, we're driving from Texas to California, and somebody would say, oh, well, I have a cousin that lives in Tularosa, New Mexico. Maybe they could give you a gig on their back porch so you can make some gas money to get to so-and-so. And then, oh, my brother has a bar in Phoenix. You know, maybe you guys could pick up a gig there. And then, like, the next thing we know, we're in Portland, Oregon. You know, it's like, how did we even get here? But it was just like people recommending, like, hey, there's this group of guys and they're in a band and they're looking for a gig and they need some gas money, they're all broke, you know. Yeah. They need food and shelter, and, you know, please help these kids, you know. And so it was just like we just kept going, you know. We didn't have a booking agent, didn't have a manager, didn't have nothing. It was just kind of the grand adventure of being out on the road and playing music and just kind of trusting the music and letting that kind of dictate where we were going to go one night from the next, and letting that lead the way and throwing caution to the wind a bit, and now here we are.
Strippers. stilettos on the boulevard. There's just no time for these traditions, tying people down to class, when everyone's a shade of green that suffers in the grass of greed. Understand that here and now is what we're living in. Yesterday is gone so that a new day can begin. It seems there's been a change of direction in the wind. Just no time for the delusion, no use for stealing dreams, no time for the intentions when you say that freedom brings. Understand that here and now can be powered by the wind. Yesterday is gone so that a new day can begin. It seems there's been a change of direction in the wind.
That's the song Direction of the Wind from Ryan Bingham. I'm Allie Lightfoot, and you're tuned into Talkin' Music with an interview from singer-songwriter Ryan Bingham.
So when you first got to California, was it when you just went and won a bunch of awards for everything? Like, did you just win every award for that one?
No, I went and grounded it out there for a couple of years, but it definitely happened a lot faster than, you know, a lot of cats that I know that had been hanging around there playing. It was just a whirlwind of just going out there and playing, and just word of mouth, people kind of saying, hey, come see this kid at this bar play. And then met some agents at a movie, had some stuff working with the movies, and then all the Crazy Heart stuff came together, and that just all happened. Yeah.
What did you embrace about that, and what did you like immediately reject sort of when all that was happening?
I think I rejected all of it in a way. You know, it just sounds kind of funny, but it was kind of hard to accept or reject, because it was so surreal that it was happening that I really didn't know what to do with it. You know, it was just, and it all happened so fast that I just kind of woke up, and it was like I felt like I was in the middle of a tornado. And, you know, I was like in the eye of the storm, and either way you moved, you didn't, you know, and just trying to trust my gut feeling and stay away from people that I thought would, you know, do harm to me or had it out for me, and stay close to people that I could trust and love. And I just try to, it's a fine line to navigate that world out there. And, you know, it's Hollywood, it's the movies, and it's all make-believe, but it's very real at the same time.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was very uncomfortable, strange, and exciting at the same time. And
yeah.
It's kind of like how my whole life has been.
One way or the other.
Thank you.
rock radio.
This is Allie Lightfoot, and you've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF, featuring an interview with country and Americana artist Ryan Bingham. Bingham has collaborated with his wife on most of his videos, and recently an independent film, A Country Called Home. Anna directed the film, Bingham acted in it and wrote the soundtrack, and the couple's first child, a daughter, was born in the summer of 2015.
So are you traveling with your wife and kid? Are they on the tour?
Not on this tour. That they're going to join me in the fall. We have a big tour coming up, and they're both going to join me. We're just playing four shows in Colorado. And then we have a show in Texas, in New Braunfels coming up. And her and my daughter are flying out for that show and going to meet me there because we're going to spend about a week in Texas. So.
Okay. So you collaborate with your wife on a lot of stuff on movies, and you guys have a record label together, and she does your videos, and it just seems like you're not just partners, but your partners in creative projects too. Why do you work so well like that with her?
I don't know. I guess we just don't get on each other's nerves too bad, you know? It's kind of like one of those things that happen. We're like, well, let's try this out. You know, I was like, it's either going to work or it's not going to work. You know, it's one of those things. And we just kind of, I think we have enough respect for each other to stay out of each other's way, but, you know, enough interest in each other to, you know, have input or kind of help each other out when we feel like one another needs it. And we're both very stubborn and hard-headed too, so we don't have a problem with just saying, oh, I got it, you know, I got this one, you got that one. It works great, and there's nobody I trust more than her. You know, we both, I think, have each other's best interest at heart 100% of the time, and that's the best feeling in the world, is like I can go to sleep at night and I don't ever have to second guess or worry about, you know, what her agenda is or her attention, her, you know, what's going on. And because at the same, we're working to bring it all home for each other and put food on the table and keep a roof over our head and clothes on our little girls. So it's all good no matter what happens.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Yeah, thank you as well. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Cause the show shot's done past. You walk along straight and narrow, but you're barefoot and broken glass. You sleep a lot where the sunlight stays locked up in a hole. Let the light in, cause your heart may want to roam.
This is Allie Lightfoot, and you've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF, featuring an interview with country and Americana artist Ryan Bingham. Thank you for tuning in, and stay tuned for All Songs Considered, followed by a live broadcast of New Orleans artist Colin Lake from Paonia Town Park, starting at 7.
On the back steps and you feel yourself grow old.